From Streamline Publishing and the Radio and Television Business Report and Radio Inc. magazine, welcome to this edition of the Hispanic Radio Podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson, and it is a pleasure to be speaking today with Horacio Gavilan. Horacio is the executive director of the Culture Marketing Council, the voice of Hispanic marketing. That organization is chaired by Isaac Mizrahi, who is also the co-president and CEO of ad agency Alma. And the CMC's objective is to infuse cultural inspiration and innovation to every marketing campaign in the U.S. via expertise and cultural fluency. So thank you, Horacio, for participating with us in beautiful Fairfax, Virginia. We're going from sunny to 66 degrees and wake-up temperature of 24, I guess, is a way of life.
How are you? Glad to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Stay warm. I want to know specifically for our radio audience if the marketers and advertisers that you speak to every day are aware of the power of Hispanic radio and if they're actively using Spanish language AM and FM.
Well, part of the work that we do, Adam, is, you know, we've been a CMC originally, AHA, as you stated, been around for 22 years. Big part of what we do is educate the C-suite. Educate marketers and help them better understand, you know, the power of Hispanics and the buying power of Hispanics. So, you know, we're still around, meaning that there's still a lot of work to be done. I think we made a lot of progress. I think many brands are, some others are not, and some others are not doing it to the level that need to be doing it. So what that means is there are still lots of opportunities out there for marketers to reach a Hispanic audience.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at it from the perspective of a radio broadcasting company. In terms of their approach to bringing in marketers and advertisers, is there anything that they can do to perhaps convince an advertiser who's only used their English language stations to maybe consider advertising on a Spanish language radio station or even creating a Spanish language radio station if an opportunity exists in their cluster?
Let me answer that by sharing a couple of statistics with you. Between 2013 and 2017, the number of Hispanic radio listeners grew up from 39.5 to 42.4 million. That means that today, radio reaches 98% of U.S. Hispanics. So for marketers, what it means is you're having a segment that is growing and you having a segment that has very deep reach within the community. So one of the stories that we tell is that there are still lots of opportunities for marketers to reach this audience that, you know, when you look at radio overall, you know, certainly the Hispanic, multicultural Hispanic component is outperforming general market in different levels. And, you know, that growth just over the last 4 years, I think epitomizes what we're talking about, that there's a segment that is growing and there are opportunities. Obviously, you know, one thing that drive has driven that growth is, as you well know, Hispanics over index when it comes to consumption of smartphones, right. Apps. So one of the largest growing segment, you know, and what really represents that growth, it's been there's been a 29% jump in Hispanic using smartphones and audio streaming since 2016 alone. So between 2016 and 2017, we saw a 29% increase in Hispanic using their smartphones to stream audio.
Had to throw that in there. No, like this that. Is all great. Amazing information about just the power of the Hispanic market, in particular, their use of AM and FM in addition to other, quote, traditional media. Now, the Culture Marketing Council does a lot working with the CMOs of the world, the brand managers of the world, and this organization is going to be holding its annual conference in Los Angeles in early June. I'm wondering if, Horacio, you can give our audience a little bit more insight on what this conference involves and maybe they want to attend.
Absolutely. This will be our first conference under our new name, Cultural Marketing Council. So we really made it a point to have you know, to talk about the power of culture within our conference. Actually, the thing from our conference is culture, community, creativity. Those are the three pillars that we're using to build this conference. You know, we, one of the things that we do at our conferences, and one of the things that we try to do is certainly not talk to ourselves and really create content that marketers find relevant. I'll tell you a quick story. We know from last year, you know, when I looked at my registration list, I saw several marketers attending. Some of them, you know, were not active in the Hispanic market. After that, a couple of them issue RFPs for the first time in many years, and now they're active in the Hispanic market. So I think we provide content to marketers that really makes them better understand what is the value of the market. So we make it really, really, really accessible for them to better understand what are their opportunities are in the Hispanic market. One of the things that we say is that it is very important that if you're going to be going into this market, that you have the right expertise. You have the experts helping you reach this audience. And this is where we come into play, in which help them understand not only the market, but help them understand that if you to be successful, you have to make sure that you have the right partners to do this. That's why part of the reason that we change our name to Culture Marketing Council, because it really speaks about insights. It speaks about how to create that connection with the Hispanic consumer.
Absolutely. And the event is going to be June the 4th through June the 6th at the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel. That's at Hollywood and Highland. For those of you familiar with Los Angeles, it's very easily accessible via the Metro Red Line, and it's right off the 101 freeway, right next to the Dolby Theater, the heart of Hollywood. So from Hollywood, Florida to Hollywood, California, I look forward to this event. I will be there covering it for the Radio and Television Business Report. So I look forward to seeing you then, Horacio, and thank you for taking time today to participate in this Hispanic Radio podcast.
Thank you, Adam. It's my pleasure.
This is a presentation, copyright 2018, of Streamline Publishing, all rights reserved. Have a great day.